disgyn i Morris, walk over the ergyd. Where's Baines? Where's Baines? Di sgorio dros gap Ceir Connor.
Ac mae Cwpan Cymru 2017-2018 yn mynd i Ceir Connor. Mae hynny yn o'n
cyflwyno y Cwpan i George Horan. A Ceir Connor ydi enillwyr Cwpan Nathaniel MG.
It's Nick Mesny here again with another episode of the Key Talking Points, with more reaction from our JD Cymru Premier Champions announcement. This time I caught up with some of the backroom staff, spoke to our chairman Victoria Roycroft and also our club secretary Tom Houghton. So up first it is our club chairman Victoria.
Hi, so Victoria, JD Cymru Premier Champions, just what does that mean to you as chairman of the club?
Well, it means everything. It's absolutely what we set out to do. 3 years ago, I got the position of chairman. Somebody said to me, you know, what do you want to do? What's your goal? And the goal has always got to be to have won the league. And now we've done it, we've achieved it. So that's absolutely amazing.
Whilst the players on the pitch get the job done on match days, obviously you head up the behind the scenes work that gets done at the club. Just how big of a job is that behind the scenes work?
Oh, it's absolutely massive. It's huge. And I think there's a lot of people that actually that need to be thanked. We've got stewards that are volunteers. We've got Trevor and Roma and John Gray that do so much work behind the scenes. John Nixon, Emma, and also the people that you've got to think about are our fans. Our fans are absolutely amazing. I mean, it may not be quantity, but it's definitely quality. The fans are fantastic. They support us. They follow us. They go to away matches. But the one person that I think that really, you know, there are two people that actually have made this possible. And I think the first person is Tom. I think he's done so much work. I think because of Tom, we got the licence. And that, I don't think we'd be here today without him. But the one person that is the most important person of all is Gary. Yep. And it's Gary that actually has given us the opportunity to do this. And I don't believe that any one person can win a championship. But I think because of Gary, I think that we've done and we've set out to achieve it. And in his belief to allow us to do that is pinnacle. So I think that's fantastic. But I've also got to thank yourself and Will. A few people that haven't been, you know, been thanked. You've got Gemma, you've got Mal. You know, everyone, everybody. We're all the glue that holds this club together. And I think that's really important. And I think no one person can turn around and say they won the championship. I think it does take a whole team to do that. And we've got some amazing people involved in the club.
Absolutely. All right. Going back onto what you said previously about being sort of quite bullish about winning the league, I always remember at the beginning of this season you being really bullish about it. Obviously, you genuinely thought this was our year.
Yeah, I did. I think if you don't believe it and you don't believe you can succeed, you shouldn't be doing what you do. A couple of people said to me, I don't think we're going to win the league, and they know who they are. Mm-hmm. But we did it. You know, we achieved what we set out to do, and I'm absolutely thrilled. I couldn't be happier for the clubs, for the club, for the fans, for the players, because the players, you know, obviously they work so hard. But I think we've done what we needed to do. And I don't think we can also forget the fact that we won the double. We've got the Nathaniel Cup, which I think a lot of people are forgetting at the moment. Yeah, you know, absolutely. We did achieve that. So not only the champions, we've also got the Nathaniel Cup. So massive, massive achievement.
You mentioned the Nathaniel Cup as well there. But could you have imagined as well all the success that we would have had, obviously, with the under-19s and under-18s now being crowned as champions as well?
Yeah, I think that across the board, I think we've got to say well done to all the academy coaches. They work so hard to achieve what they achieve, and every, you know, everything, it's all just well deserved to them. So well done to them, you know, thank you from the club as well.
So going forwards, obviously now, Victoria, what's the plans for next season?
Well, we start again and we start straight away. We've got a meeting tomorrow with regards to the new ground and the ground share with Flint. So that's massively important for us, you know, and obviously the next steps is to get the league again and again. And this is just a journey that we're on, that we're actually now going to become, you know, we're champions, not just for a year, but hopefully the next years to come. So that's what we need to be working on as a team. So
after speaking to Victoria, I then caught up with our club secretary, Tom Houghton.
Tom Houghton, club secretary, Connorskey Nomads, JD Cymru Premier Champions 2019-20. What does that mean to you personally?
Yeah, it means a lot. It's been our goal for since I came into the club a few years ago. Must be what, 3 or 4 years ago now. And it's just been the ultimate goal. It's a shame that we've won the league not on the pitch. Obviously, yeah. We all wanted to win it on the pitch, you know, celebrating the normal way. So it was a bit of a strange way to find out, obviously, on Twitter, the BBC Wales.
Yeah.
BBC Sport Wales announcing it before we knew. But yeah, it's ultimately we've achieved our goal for the season. And we're yeah, delighted, really. There's nothing more to say than it's absolutely made up.
Yeah. I remember when me and you were in Geneva last year, we were obviously there for the Europa League draw. I remember us sort of standing outside whilst the Champions League draw was going on and us sort of saying to each other, God, it'd be nice to be in there next year sort of thing. I don't know if I truly believed it had happened. Did you genuinely think that we'd be going back to Geneva in the Champions League draw this time around?
Probably, honestly, got to say no.
Yeah.
Obviously, last season we pushed TNS for quite a lot of the season and then obviously towards the end it fell away. Yeah. And we made some big changes to the squad last summer. We weren't sure then how we would get on. Obviously, yeah. what Andy, Jay and Craig have all done has been nothing short of incredible, really. And obviously, once we got closer towards the end of the season, we felt like we did have a great chance. And then, obviously, this pandemic's come along and it's spoiled it. But no, I think, to answer your question, honestly, didn't really think we would be sitting here having this conversation now, but that's football, isn't it? You never know.
No, exactly. And could you pick out a specific time frame of the season, do you think? A match, a couple of games that where you think we won it sort of thing that got us that far ahead of TNS?
There's a couple of moments that stick out in the league. I think that in phase one when we were down at Met away, mm-hmm. and Chris Owens looped that ball into the box. It was nowhere near anybody.
Yeah.
And their centre-half headed it into the net 1-0 in the 93rd minute.
Yeah.
You need, if you're going to win the league, you need bits of luck like that. And I think that was one of the turning points. And then there's other little ones. Obviously, the game in the Howland Wind against TNS, which we managed to, you know, it could have gone any way. Luckily for us that night, it was us. It came away with the 3 points. And I think it's illustrated with the week after. We played same ground, same weather, in the cup against Met. It was their day that day. They knocked us out of the cup. We could have gone either way. And I think for us, we're more than happy that the league match went our way, perhaps. Yeah. So, I think those points are the ones that you sort of look back at and think, yeah, that's where it started to turn in our favour. I think beyond beating TNS, in phase two, we started to believe, do you know what, we could do this.
Yeah.
And obviously, it's been spoilt by coronavirus, but
yeah,
we got the result we wanted in the end.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously, we've had fans that have, aside from the league, that have followed us all around Europe, Scotland, South Wales. What would you like to say to those fans as well, obviously?
Obviously, a massive, massive thank you. The support has grown and grown over the years since I've been involved. You know, there's games that stick out. It wasn't this season, but the Iron Brew Cup final against Ross County. All we could hear was our lot just making up new chants. We'd never even heard them chanting. You know, absolutely loving it. And obviously when Back scored that goal against Ross County, and it sounded like we had thousands in there. In reality, there's about 200.
Yeah.
But for us to get that many to travel all that way, all the way up to Inverness, I thought was incredible. And then similarly in the, I suppose it's the Caramel Wafer Cup, a good way against Partick Thistle this season. It showed again how far they'll go to follow us. And then more recently, the last game we played, Bala phase two away. It felt like there were more Connors Quay fans there than there were Bala fans on a Friday night away at Bala. Yeah. And it was brilliant to see that many and so many of them really getting behind the team. I think it sort of given us that boost we needed this season.
And anything else you'd like to say in terms of obviously your role in the club? Obviously, you've been part of the getting us over the line this season as well with everything that you've done. Can you give a little insight into the stuff that you do at head office that a lot of people don't see as well, obviously?
Victoria, we do a lot behind the scenes. We work at what is the club's head office in Wrexham. We do all the HR, we keep the contracts in order, we issue the players' contracts. Obviously, Andy signed a new deal. That was quite a big piece of work for me this season, getting that boxed off. The licensing has been a massive one, I think. Yeah. I mean, admittedly, quite a lot of it was done from home by the time the licensing came round, the pandemic really struck. So I think I spent quite a few hours in this little room here, slaving away getting that license done. So it's the things that you don't see, but they're essential to keep the club going. And even as much as the European games, obviously we had the game at Real, the two games at Real, we had Kilmarnock and Partizan Belgrade. I think those two, if you combine them together, it's probably one of my highlights of the season, being ultimately responsible for making sure they happen, being the UEFA delegate and making sure everyone's safe. Because obviously that Kilmarnock game was mental. The place was packed. I've never seen Real like it in my time of football. Obviously, it has been many times over the years with their own games. But for us to have a game like that, I thought that was sort of, that's one of my highlights of the season from the bits that I get involved with.
And then looking forward, obviously, now that we've secured Champions League football, it's now going to be hopefully a Tuesday or a Wednesday night at Real. Anybody that you'd like to see ourselves welcome at Real, or have you got any targets for the next season at all?
I personally love getting Kilmarnock. I'd love to get another Scottish team. I mean, if I don't know at what point the Scottish clubs in the Champions League enter the qualifying round.
I have to have a look into that.
It's a bit early for them. But to get a big Scottish tie again would be great, because I think although it's not the glamorous trips to Partizan Belgrade, I think the atmosphere around the game, I think that's unbeatable. Like,
makes it so easy for the travel, doesn't it, as well, for their fans to get to us and us to get to us.
So I think Real got taken over by about 4,000 or 5,000 Kilmarnock fans. Yeah. Most of them couldn't even go to the game, and it's a massive boost for the area as well. Sure. So it's great. It's obviously great to see that. So for me, I personally would like another similar game. I thought that was great.
Yeah. Oh, well, just another congratulations from myself to you, obviously, for all the work that you've done in making us become league champions for the season.
Likewise, and to you. Your work's obviously really important, keeping the... I think people just think you're the media officer, but, like, the level to which you go beyond that is obviously ridiculous. Like, if you'd seen the work you put in, going back to the European games, how many hours we spent getting those sorted, and I think people don't see how much of a sort of link there is between what I do and what you do, and sort of behind the scenes, keeping everything ticking over as it is, and trying to strive to be the best we can be ultimately.
So just to end with some more fantastic news, obviously our under-18 team has also been crowned league champions as well. So you'll be looking out for an episode coming up shortly with Will Catterall interviewing the manager, Matt Sampson. And I'm also going to be speaking to a couple of the players over the next couple of days as well. Again, reaction to all of our teams being crowned champions, not just our first team, but also our under-19s and our under-18s. So again, more reaction to follow. Stay with us here on the Key Talking Points, and you'll get all the latest news from Connors Quay Nomads.